Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 9, Ethnic Movements, with special reference to tribals. And we are continuing our topic, Tribals of Northeast India or the Frontier Tribals. And tribe of discussion is Tribes of Meghalaya. Meghalaya has three main tribes, Khasis, Jayantias, and Garo, who inhabit Khasi, Jayantian, and Garo hills of the state. They are distinct for the existence of matrilineal system, which accords better position to women as compared to the patrilineal found among other communities of the India. Like some other tribes of the Northeast India, educated Christian elite had already emerged among them in the state, especially the Khasis, during the pre-independence period. Shillong, which remained capital for around a century of Assam, of which areas consisting present Meghalaya state were constituent, provided a suitable place for the growth of an elite section among them. The tribals of Meghalaya have been coexisting with the non-tribals in Meghalaya, especially Shillong, since the late 19th century, following shifting of the capital of Assam from Chirapunji to there. The non-tribals who migrated into Shillong and other parts of the Meghalaya since the late 19th century consist of mainly Bengalis, Biharis, Rajasthanis, Sikhs, and till formation of the Meghalaya as a separate state in 1972, the Assamese. The non-tribal, despite their differences, form a separate ethnic group in the sense that their culture, features, customs, etc. are different from those of the tribals. The 1960s witnessed the movement of the ethnic groups of areas of Assam, which later assumed the form of a separate state of Meghalaya for creation of a separate. This movement saw the involvement of all ethnic groups, tribals and non-tribals of the region. It was their combined resentment against the language policy of the dominant group, the Assamese. They resisted against the language policy of Assamese government, which sought to make the Assamese as a medium of instruction in schools and also an official language. This was seen as an imposition of the Assamese on the non-Assamese, including the tribals and the non-tribals. Both set of ethnic groups, tribals and non-tribals, jointly participated in the movement for creation of Meghalaya as a separate state. The relations between the tribal and non-tribals of Meghalaya, however, underwent changes following the formation of the state in 1972. These were now marked by the ethnic divide. The state government in the state introduced land regulations prohibiting the transfer of land from the tribals to non-tribals, reserved seats in the legislative assembly for the tribals, 56 out of 60 assembly seats for the tribals, reserved 85% state government jobs for the tribals. This provoked a reaction from the non-tribals of the state, who alleged that their contribution to the economy of the state was not recognized and they were being discriminated against. The views of the tribals are articulated especially by the organization of women, students, and politicians, most assertive among them being Akhasi Student Union, KSU, and the Federation of Khasi, Garo, and Jaintia People, FKJGP. The KSU and other tribal representatives argue that due to the influx of the outsiders, the non-tribals, their cultural identity is eroded. Economic opportunities are exploited. The central government, symbolized by the army, central paramilitary forces, is seen to be encroaching upon their rights. Therefore, the tribals of the state demand the cancellation of trade licenses to the non-tribals, their removal from the state, increase in the reservation for the tribals in the state government jobs, etc. The KSU and other tribal organizations often raise these issues through pamphlets, in the rallies, newspapers, etc. The divide between the ethnic groups also resulted in ethnic riots on some occasion. Since the late 1990s, the state has also seen the rise of some insurgent groups. Now we want to wind up this lecture, and thank you so much for your attention.